There's something about the January. There's something about the way it never ends. Relentless, cold, dark and dank. I was lying in bed bloated and exhausted, thinking about going to the gym but knowing I would put it off again for the fifth day in a row. When suddenly, I heard that sound. The gentle clink of the garden gate opening. Footsteps and the satisfying crunch of gravel. And I didn't dare hope. I rolled out of bed, feet cold to the floor, and waddled downstairs. I could barely speak, mainly because of the thundering hangover. Mam and Dad were sitting downstairs, because I was still living at home, age 38, in the box room with my fiancée, Vicky. And I remembered that smell. Cold, lumpy, baked beans again for lunch.
You'll never guess what the postman brought you. An envelope.
You'll never guess what the postman brought you. An envelope, no less, said Mam.
Doesn't that beat Banagher, an envelope?
Well, doesn't that beat Banagher, said Dad, with that gentle look of pity he often gave me.
Open it up,
love.
My hands shaking with excitement. I opened the envelope and there it was. A visa bill for €6,500.
Jesus Christ.
Turn the moment gold with Barry's tea. Anyway, Mam must have noticed my crestfallen face.
Sure, that's not what you wanted at all.
Sure, that's not what you wanted at all,
she
said.
What about the Christmas voucher from the tech company?
What about that Christmas voucher from the tech company?
The tech company will give me what I want. This one, I'll have to deal with. Put the kettle on and we'll have a cup of tea. It's all we have left for the month.
As far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a politician. To me, as a politician, you can do what you like and say what you want. Park on a double yellow? What about it? You answered to nobody. When I went into the big house, we were like a crew. There was Mikey. We called him Michal.
How are you, Leo? Going forward.
There was Willie the Tash.
Boy the kid, huh?
There was Eamon Shut Eyes.
Oh, Leo, I didn't see you there.
Then there was Stephen.
So to conflate paradigms across endogenous portals,
we always called him Stevie Wonder because everybody wondered what the hell he was talking about. Then there was Heather the Blonde.
Well, Leo, hey, you're looking well.
Then there was Pascal the Purse, because Pascal was the one controlling all the money.
So we may need to reduce expenditure on certain items this year, Leo.
On Paddy's Weekend 2024... we planned the biggest job of our career. To send 38 members of cabinet, plus advisors, around the world. Business class. All on the taxpayer. Officially, we called it Promoting Brand Ireland. Unofficially, we called it what it was. The St. Paddy's Day Aer Lingus heist. We planned every detail.
So listen, what happens if people find out? I mean, what are we going to...
They'll be so busy getting hammered at Dicey Riley's, they won't notice a thing.
They'll not be Lula after the rugby anyway.
It was perfect. You see, everybody expected me as the boss to head to the States and hand over a bowl of shamrock to Big Joe Biden. There you go, Joe.
Come on, man. My grandpappy Finnegan.
Yeah, whatever. So they never batted an eyelid when we sent Michal first class to Canada.
Going forward here at the Niagara Falls, I'm a huge fan of Brian Adams.
Pascal took care of France.
Souffle, s'il vous plaît, Garçon.
Heather the Blonde lapped it up in Nashville.
I fell into a burning ring of fire, hey? Drinks are on me!
We even sent carbon footprint loving, climate changing Eamon Shut Eyes on a big jet all the way to Brazil.
It's a carbon neutral carnival.
The punters never noticed a thing. Hildegard Nocton did Singapore. Stevie Wonder did Australia. We even rubbed it in by sending James Brown. Who? Yeah, the Minister of State for the Department of Justice, to Vietnam. We took the public to the cleaners and we had a ball. We even sent the Attorney General, Rossa Fanning, to Washington and Boston. Strictly speaking, Rossa wasn't officially part of the crew. But who's counting? The whole thing must have cost the public 5, 6, 7 million euro. Who knows? Yeah, Pascal got a bit shirty when everybody came back with a few trinkets.
So anyway...
Whoa, Heather, what? Heather, what's that?
They're a pair of cowboy boots, Pascal.
What did I tell you about flashing the cash, Heather?
What
did I tell you?
You said don't be flashing the cash, eh?
Here, lads, what do you think of this? I got this in Toronto.
What the f*** are you doing with a moose's head, Michal?
Well, Pascal...
Get the f*** moose's head off you, you rope.
I'm sorry, Pascal.
But it didn't matter. We got away with it. They called us Dina Waha. Good fellas. See you next year. Doesn't seem to matter what I say. I said it all yesterday. No one knows how hard I cried. Tried, sorry. Yes, sometimes I don't think before I speak. And yeah, I like a little leak. I shared the highs, I shared the lows. At a gig, just picking my nose. Cause I'm just Leo. Whether I'm in Castleknock or I'm in Rio. Now it's time to pass the torch to Simon Coveney or Pascal Donoghue. Yeah, I'm just Leo in a government Merc or a Renault Clio. Will there ever be another Taoiseach with his top off drinking in the park?
Leo, we're all here for you.
Thanks, Pascal. Cheers.
Leo, what the hell happened? What's going on?
Me all. It'll all come out later. Don't worry.
I'm devastated. What's happening?
Yeah, sure you are, Simon.
Oh, Leo, what the hell is going on here?
Heather, take a seat with the rest of the country.
Can you feel the Leo energy? Feels so real, my Leo energy.
Woo!
Can you feel the Leo energy? Feels so real, the Leo energy.
Go on, Leo. One last time.
I'm just Leo.
Yes.
Whether I'm in Castleknock or I'm in Rio.
Yes.
Now it's time to pass the torch to Simon Coveney or Pascal Donoghue.
Did it, Leo?
Yeah, I'm just Leo in a government Merc or a Renault Clio.
Yes.
Will there ever be another Taoiseach with his top off drinking in the park? I'm just Leo.
And I'm enough.
And I wasn't great at doing stuff. But hey, just check me out. Yeah, I'm just Leo. My name is Leo.
And so am I.
I've had my fill, now I resign. So hey, world, check me out. Yeah, I'm just Leo. Baby,
hello, Daniel. How are you?
How are you, Ian?
How are you getting on?
I'm, no, sorry, I won't keep you long, Ian. Yeah. I'm just ringing up about something that's kind of gnawing away at me at the moment. It's an ad. It's an ad, a radio ad that's on Today FM at the moment.
Oh, now, hang on.
And it's giving me a right pain in the hoop.
Right, what? A right pain? An ad? Which ad?
It's this ad that you have on. You're running at the moment,
right,
for the national lottery.
Yeah.
Where your one
is
rings
it for the
up
one where
to
you
see.
Get 20 grand every month for the rest of your life?
No. It's the one where your one rings up to see how much she's won. Do you know it?
Oh, I do. I know it. It's where the girl rings up and she's with her mates.
That's
there,
it. And she's said, for
I was
some reason.
To ring
she's
up and I've got a bit of it here.
That's the one. That's her. Oh, that's it.
Hello, National Lottery Claims.
Hi, how are you? I was told to
yeah,
ring this
that one there, yeah. Well,
yes, that one, right.
That's pretty normal to me.
No, it's not, Ian.
What?
All our friends are gathered around, as you're saying, and, you know, it's probably, you know, they're probably saying it's only a little prize, maybe, and one of them goes, oh, maybe it's a weekend away.
Weekend away, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
That one drives me absolutely nuts, she does. Right, anyway, your man comes, that's not why I'm ringing you, your man comes on and tells her, so, sorry, do you have any idea how much you've won? And she goes, no. And
it's really annoying at you.
They're all annoying.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you've won £1 million.
Yeah.
And they all just go, yay. Now, there's two things about that, Ian.
Yeah.
If you won £1 million,
right,
you don't just go, yay.
Yeah.
I've heard people on the cash machine on Today FM win 10 grand and they sound like they've seen the...
God.
They sound like they've seen the face of Jesus Christ while giving birth to twins. I mean, Barry Dunn must be getting notions about himself at this stage.
Yeah.
I mean, but the other thing is, if you won £1 million, your friends wouldn't go, yay. Yeah. They'd go, you poxy old tool, you. You're always winning.
So
yeah.
That, how would
so it's all wrong.
So how
it's,
it, how should it have sounded? How should it have sounded, Daniel?
Well, I did one up for you, Ian, and I sent it in. I sent it in to the other guy on your show there.
Oh, Charlie.
And, the other fella, yeah. And I got Norman, my sound engineer, with me for 30 years mix it together. I haven't a clue how to do that sort of technical stuff.
No point.
But anyway, Norman mixed it up. Yeah. Norman mixed it up and he sent it into the other guy.
I have it here, yeah. Okay, so this is what That's you great. Would do if you...
This is what the ad should have sounded like.
Okay.
They're stringing now, stringing.
What would you do if you want?
Shh.
Hello, National Lottery Claims.
Hello, I was told to call this number if I've won something in the National Lottery. Thanks.
I can check that for you now.
Thank you.
Could we have anything good? Yeah, we could win.
Shut your mouth, you dose.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Do you have any idea what you've actually won?
No, I haven't the slightest idea, love.
Okay, well, I can tell you, it's actually €1 million.
What did you say to me, love?
€1 million.
Hold the line, please, will you? Jesus Christ almighty!
Hello?
I won a... €1 million! Angela! Magella, we're millionaires! Ah! Oh, God, Jesus Christ!
Thanks, Ian. It's a fascinating race in store here this morning. It's the RTE barter account listed stakes. Non-runner is number 7, Toy Show the Musical. Toy Show the Musical. Very disappointing in its last outing, so it's been withdrawn. They're coming into line now. And they're off. And first to show is Spice Up Your Life. Spice Up Your Life. Followed by Soho Nights. Spice Up Your Life. Soho Nights being joined now by Freebie. Freebie. Freebie, a real goer is this one, Freebie. Soho Nights, Spice Up Your Life, and they're being joined now by Nice Gig. Nice Gig, Soho Nights, Freebie. Public Interest coming under pressure now from Freebie, and here comes IRFU season ticket getting involved. Soho Nights, Freebie, Public Interest struggling to keep up with Freebie. Nice Gig, Freebie, and here comes Flip Flop Lady. Flip-flop lady on the outside. Flip-flop lady, loads of money on this one. Flip-flop lady, and out of nowhere, here comes Carlone. Carlone being ridden hard by Marty Morrissey. Carlone, flip-flop lady, Nice Gig, Freebie. But here on the outside comes from, reporting from the jacks. Reporting from the jacks, Freebie. Flip-flop lady, IRFU season ticket, reporting from the jacks. Nice Gig, Freebie, reporting from the jacks. Reporting from the jacks takes it. Reporting from the jacks takes it and takes the biscuit.
Let's go, Raj!
Another tackle broken, line break opened by him. And his violence makes them silent, on the ground and shaken. We're a different team from 2019. In their heads, they were dying. Now the French and the Scots and the Scots and the box. In their heads, he is living. He's in their head, in their head. Bondi, 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 hey, hey, he's in their head, in their head. Bondi, 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 hey, hey, hey.
Bondi Aki, Bondi Aki, over halfway, over the 10. He has to do it all on his own because he's got no support at the moment.
Another
team left quaking. Turnover he's taken. If they think that he might blink, then they are much mistaken. He looks great in the green, wearing 12 or 13. In their heads, in their heads, he is living with his guns and his quads and his abs and his guns. In their head, in their head, he is living. He's in their head, in their head. Bondi, 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 he's in their head, in their head. Bondi, 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 hey, oh.
Bondi, Aki, look at him go over the halfway line. Aki is a sensation in this game.
Hello, Archie, Register of Interest Hotline, Una speaking.
Archie, Register of Interest Hotline, Mairead speaking.
Archie, Register of Interest Hotline, Norma speaking.
Hello, Archie.
Register of Interest Hotline, Una speaking.
Hi, Una, it's Miriam again.
Miriam, how are you? Do you have anything to declare to the Register of Interest Hotline?
Una, I'd just like to declare that I'm in Peter Mark's hair salon at the moment in Rathmines. And I've just had my collar done, paid myself.
Okay, that's grand, Miriam.
The only thing is, Una, they're offering to do my extensions for free.
What's the value of the particular extensions that you speak of, Miriam?
Well, they're gold fever, so they're quite good. It's about £800.
Right, well, we'd have to run that by the Registry of Interest Committee, Miriam, and they will be meeting.
Okay, hi. The only thing is that they've done the right-hand side of my head already.
Right, you'll have to hold the line, Miriam.
Hello?
Hold the line, please. Registry of Interest Hotline, hello.
Registry of Interest Hotline, I'm Mairead speaking.
How are you, Mairead, buddy? Keith Duffy here.
Hello.
Do you remember the programme I did about the teeth?
The turkey teeth. We enjoyed it very much, Keith.
Now, that programme, was that a one-off, or do I still have to declare my supplemental income going forward?
A declaration of all income is necessary, Keith, I'm afraid.
Okay, buddy.
Yes?
€14,300 in the last 2 weeks.
€14,000, anything
also,
else?
Also, a small touch-up on the teeth carried out in Istanbul.
Right.
€600, but was that a business expense, buddy?
Can you submit a complete application in triplicate, please, Keith Duffy?
Will do, buddy.
Thank you.
RTE Registry of Interests, Dorothy speaking.
Dorothy Horst, just following up on last week's query there.
Oh, yes, Dorothy.
Right.
The dinners you eat every day on the Today Show, we had a look at that.
That's not a benefit in kind, surely, Dorothy.
That is correct, Dorothy. We can confirm that that is a business expense. And Dorothy.
Yes, Dorothy.
I love watching you eat.
You're not the first to say that, Dorothy.
RTE Registry of Interests, Ursula speaking.
Ray Darcy here again.
Ray, what do you want us to do? What do you want to declare, Ray?
€6.90 for water given to me during a 5K there last week.
Right, €6.90.
Also, a breaded place and broccoli boiled potatoes in O'Rourke's gastro pub, Cahir Davin. Which I also...
What happened, Ray?
I don't know. Somebody paid and it wasn't me.
All right, well, be more careful in the future, please, Ray.
Will do, will do, will do.
RTE Registry of Interest Hotline, Una speaking.
Hi, Una. Marty Morrissey here.
Oh, Marty.
I'm here outside Cusick Park in Ennis, where a very bubbly lady has offered me a lick of her ice cream.
What brand of ice cream are we talking about, Marty Morrissey?
It's an almond magnum ice cream, Una.
There's no issue with a lick of a magnum, Marty.
Well, just to be safe, I'd like to declare 6 licks already. That's about 93 cents, Una.
Just carry on licking, Marty. There's no problem with that at all.
Thanks, Una.
Thank you, Marty. Ready to do it at Hotline. Miriam, are you still there?
Yes, still holding, Una. How are you? What about my extensions?
The Registry of Interest Hotline Committee have gone away for an early bank holiday weekend, so they'll be able to give you an answer sometime next week, Miriam.
Next week? They're half done already.
I'm sorry, Miriam.
But Una,
I'm very sorry about that.
I can't go around with a half head of extensions.
Well, stick it in a bun, Miriam. Stick it in a bun.
Stick it in a bun.
Thanks. Good luck, RTE Registry of Interest Hotline. Hello.
Hello. Hello, can I see someone, please? I've been on this trolley for 4 hours.
Now, Higgins, Michael D.
Yes, that's me, nurse. And it's Uchtaron, if you don't mind.
Right, Mr. Higgins, what's wrong with you?
Well, I have mild transient weakness and I need urgent, immediate attention from a physician.
I have you here in a semi-private room.
Semi-private? I am the President of Ireland. Does St. James's Hospital not have a penthouse suite?
Pipe down, Mr. Higgins. You're in with Peter and Jerry. Lovely older gentleman.
Hang on a second, I don't want to be...
Right, Mr. Higgins.
I'll wheel him up north.
Sorry, who are you?
I'm Trevor. Enjoy the ride.
Oh, for God's sake. Not another episode of Cash in the Bloody Attic.
I haven't seen this one. Leave it on there, Michael.
Yes, Jerry, of course.
Thank you.
Michael, did I tell you about me shingles at all?
Yes, Peter, you gave me an extensive account of your shingles earlier on.
No, they can get very itchy at times.
Yes, you mentioned.
And it's very, very hard to scratch when they get in between you.
I can imagine, Peter. Yeah. Very, very vividly.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Right, Mr. Higgins.
What have I done wrong now, nurse?
You haven't touched your food.
Oh, this? This is food. Is that what it's called?
Just take your temperature here.
I've ordered some real food from my aide-de-camp.
What?
My aide de camp.
That looks grand.
Very fancy.
I'll be in to give you your wash later. Good luck.
I can wash myself. Just... Oh, for God's sake. Is there anything to read here? Excuse me. Who farted?
No, that was Peter.
Peter, was that you?
Well, it's better an empty house than a bad lodger. That's what I always
say. That is disgusting.
Well, I thought you were the man of the people, Michael D.
Yes, indeed, I am a man of the people. And I can fart with the best of them, wherever and whenever I want, Peter, I'll have you know.
We do that pretty much.
Well, do you want to bet, Peter?
Well, go on then.
Right, let's see what I can do here. Hang on a second.
Jesus, that's not bad, all right.
Yeah, that was done under pressure, Peter.
Thank you.
Could we play Guess the Takeaway?
Yeah, go on, so.
Sorry, what is Guess the Takeaway?
Oil stack.
Jesus. That's an Indian.
Yes, Indian. I was going to say that, Peter.
Yeah. Hold on.
Chinese.
Yes, that's Chinese, definitely. Hang on a second.
Pretty good.
Hello, Michael D. And again.
Jesus,
Michael D, hello. Oh, Leo, Pascal, hello.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting, Mr. President. We brought you Lucozade and grapes.
Oh, thank
Hope
you.
You're getting better.
Thank you. It's mild transient weakness. I should be fine in no time.
Well, as a doctor, I'd recommend a lot of bed rest and no speaking, particularly over the next 2 or 3 months.
No speaking.
Matters. Policy, for example, is very stressful.
Keep your bleeding mouth shut about the referendum, okay?
Sorry? Well, I mean, I was going to...
Right. Time for your wash, Mr. Higgins.
What wash?
Just roll over now and I'll get inside the gown. You just watch telly there now like a good man.
What did I just
now, don't worry if this feels a bit cold.
Oh, God, not another episode of Shortland Street! Ah!
That's lovely.
John, hello.
And a very good morning to you, Ian,
good
from
morning.
Kent Station in
Kent,
Cork.
Yeah,
I'll take it from here, because a dub wouldn't understand what I'm looking at.
All right, okay.
It's red, it's long, and it's sleek. It's pure perfection, boy. The new Cork Dart. We call it the Cart. Like the Dart, except better. I'm here with the first passengers. Yeah. How are you getting on, lads?
How are you, John?
How are you, John, boy?
Hi, John.
So, are we getting on or what?
I'm under Jimmy Barry Murphy carriage there, John.
I'm under Ronan O'Gara carriage, first class there and all there, John.
So, the Ronan O'Gara is the first class carriage, is it?
No, all the carriages in the cart are first class there, John, boy. Do you not know that?
No, this is Cork. It's all first class, like. Sure on we get, so. Everything about the cart is superior. Even the train announcers are superior. The announcer on this train is Golden Globe winner Cork's Killian Murphy.
Attention, Fáilte go dtí on cart. This train terminates at Sonia O'Sullivan Station in Cove. Like Sonia, it's running on time. Up the rebels.
The cart really is amazing. You can travel in a range of different carriages. I'm in the Roy Keane fan club carriage. How are you, lads?
All credit to trains.
Force the train drivers on time. It's his job. It's his job.
Do me a favour, will you?
Push the doors at the end of the day.
It's the goalkeeper's fault at the end of the day. Like,
nobody wants to ride the cart more than me. Nobody.
The hell is the gate? Stick your plane up your arse.
Or, if you fancy a quiet chat with a stranger, there's always the Brendan O'Connor carriage.
So, come here, Moorish, is it?
Moorish, that's right.
How are you getting on now with the old mental health there?
Yeah, it's not bad for January there now, Brendan. Could be worse, like, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, like if you need, yeah, like, somebody to talk to, like the two Norries are sitting over there by the window, like,
go
you
away,
know?
You know?
Yeah, how are you, Moorish? I'm James. This is Timmy there, boy.
How are you, Moorish? Be kind to yourself there, boy.
Oh, Jesus, thanks, lads.
Then there's the George Hook carriage, where you can say whatever you want.
So two Chinese guys walk into a bar.
Attention, this service has been cancelled. Up to rebels.
Unlike the Dart above in Dublin, the cart has refreshments. And not just any old tea trolley. It's a Barry's tea trolley.
Tea, coffee, refreshments.
Oh, yes.
Offering the finest of Ballymaloe's fare on every service.
How would you like your Clonakilty farm-fed organic steak, sir?
Sure, medium rare, boy. Anything to drink there, boys?
I recommend the Tenora 1963.
Sure, lash her in there.
Attention, seats are not for feet. But Cork people already know that instinctively, so ignore what I just said. Next stop, Stáisiún Rúrí Gallagher. Up the rebels.
Finally, if you are on your way home from a great night out in Cork, why not jump aboard the John Spillane carriage?
How are you doing, Fox?
Great!
Sure, I'm brilliant! Yeah. I'm brilliant! You're brilliant! Yeah. We're all brilliant! Cork is brilliant! What, John?
Oh, aren't ye proud to be part of the train they call the cart? 100 times better than the Dart. A Ballincollig, a Bishopstown, a Bandon Skull and Yard. The greatest second train of them all.
Go on, Mark! Mark! Up to the levels, boy!
I was sitting on the couch one night, scratching me old belly, watching a Mrs. Brown's repeat again, thinking there's nothing on the telly. I've Netflix, Apple, Disney, I've so many I can't count. Somebody said, have you seen Mayor of Kingstown?
But I don't have Paramount.
Said, well, I've so many subscriptions, I can't afford a pair of jocks. Till Mixer down the road from me said, have you tried a dodgy box?
Ooh.
It's like a snack box, except it's dodgier. Before I knew it, Mixer's in me house. And Jesus, he was quick. He said, say nothing to no one, Christy. And he gave me a little shtick. Before long, I was paying nothing. Happy as I could be, watching Barbie and Oppenheimer and Premier League on the NBC. For free, for free, ooh, for free, for free, for free. And there I was the other night, on the couch at noon. What do you mean you haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon? De Niro's great. Oh, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler, spoiler, spoiler alert. The world was on me dodgy box, but very little I had paid. I was watching stuff before it came out. Or before it's even made. Then somebody said, hey Christy, you know the dodgy box is banned. Then I heard about the pub and Kerry that was fined nearly 20 grand. A knock it came on my door. Out my window I could see a fellow with a stern face shouting, TV license fee. I threw me shtick in the garbage. No more dodgy viewing pleasure. I can't be watching dodgy boxes. Sure, aren't I a feckin' national treasure?
Well, hey!